Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line, Dan Shulman, play-by-play voice of the Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, a.k.a. the Buffalo Blue Jays on Sportsnet in Canada. Dan, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Hey, so the Blue Jays had technically their home opener last night, but it wasn't at home. They were in Washington. Where were you?
We are calling all the games from a studio in Toronto. So if the Blue Jays had been able to play their home games in Toronto, we would have done the home games at the ballpark and the visit of the road games in a studio, the Sportsnet studio. But because the Jays are on the road the whole season, we'll be doing all the games in the Sportsnet studio. Major League Baseball is not allowing visiting broadcasters to go cover games in an effort to reduce the number of people in the ballpark. We have the quarantining issue, of course, when you come into Canada from the United States. So for us, you're either in the U.S. or you're in Canada, and our bosses have chosen for us to be in Canada, so we're doing everything from a studio in Toronto.
How weird is it for you not to be looking at the team except on a monitor?
It is weird. It's getting a little less weird with each game. We've done 6 of them now, and our crew at Sportsnet has been phenomenal. We have the biggest television monitor I've ever seen sitting right in front of us, and then off to the side through collaboration between, in the current example, Blue Jays broadcasters and the crew and the Nationals crew, the Washington crew is feeding us other camera angles. Like, we have cameras of the 2 bullpens. We have one camera that's just dedicated to us that's not a Washington camera, so we can shoot the Blue Jay dugout or a specific player. So we have some extra looks, but it's not like being at the ballpark. It's not like being able to look out of a booth and see, hey, the runner's trying to steal, or somebody, you know, look at that conversation that's going on in the dugout right now. You just have to get into the frame of mind of constantly looking at all of these other smaller monitors to try to see as much of what's going on as you can.
It's going to be an interesting situation. All right, so the Blue Jays' home opener last night was played in Washington against the Nationals as work continues here at Salem Field in Buffalo. How closely were you following all of this as it came along of where the Blue Jays would play their home games after Canada said that they wouldn't be able to do so there? And why was Buffalo so low on the Blue Jays list?
Well, I was following it very closely. Somebody who's involved with the team on a day-to-day basis from a broadcasting role. And I don't know it's that Buffalo was low on the list. I think the team, the players said their preference was to play in a major league ballpark. And I know that will make some people in Buffalo feel slighted or something. Like, I don't think it should be that way. I mean, it's just there are differences between a major league ballpark and a minor league ballpark. And it's from a couple of angles. One of them obviously is the facilities. Do they have all the bells and whistles, all the training tools, the weight tools in Buffalo that they have in a major league ballpark? I don't know the answer to that, but I suspect that typically a minor league ballpark doesn't have as many toys as a major league ballpark would have. And the other one, which was just as important, if not more important, is the space. Just the size of the facilities will allow people in a pandemic to, practice social distancing a little bit more easily. So I don't think it was anything against Buffalo. It's just they felt a major league ballpark was the best for them, both from a health and safety point of view and from a competitive point of view. So, and I think they always knew they had Buffalo available to them if that's the decision they made. So they went out and explored other possibilities first and then decided on Buffalo when either they got a move from Pittsburgh or kind of ran out of time with Baltimore.
And, you know, that we kept hearing, too, that the lighting was inferior here at Salem Field. How big a deal is that? And will it be noticeable now that it's being replaced here with that better lighting? Will it be noticeable to people here in Buffalo?
I have not been to Salem Field in about 20 years. I assume it's a typical minor league facility, actually high-end, you know, above-average minor league facility. But from what I understand, there are very, very few minor league ballparks that have lighting that is up to major league standards. And it's just for, again, the integrity of play, the safety of the players, and quite frankly, it's for television, too. It's to make it look like it's supposed to look on television. So I know the lighting got a lot of the discussion and a lot of play. I actually think there are other things that are probably being worked on right now that ultimately are more important and will be more significant than the lighting. Like, the lighting was something they knew they had to fix. If they were going to play there, by Major League Baseball rules, the lighting had to be up to a certain standard. So you get the new bulbs and you put them in and away you go. But I think it's other things that they'll be upgrading. Again, whether it's creative use of the concourse or the private suites or other areas of the ballpark to allow people to go about their business. Are they adding batting cages? Are they adding bullpen mounds? Are they increasing the weight room? I don't know the answer to that. The Blue Jays have kind of kept it quiet what they're doing. Mark Shapiro, the president, has said that he thinks the players on the Blue Jays who have played in Buffalo, and there are many of them, obviously, because it's within the same organization, he thinks they'll be blown away when they see the upgrades that are being made to the ballpark. And you know what? The big winners long-term in this might be the Bisons. I mean, there a lot of the stuff that's being put in, maybe not all of it, but I imagine a good chunk of it will be permanent, will stay there, hopefully, and hopefully that'll help everybody going forward.
Well, it all got twisted earlier this week when many people were questioning if we were going to make it to Buffalo at all with the coronavirus outbreak of the Miami Marlins. That's the first team scheduled to play the Blue Jays in Buffalo. A few days removed from, you know, that news initially breaking and finding out exactly what happened, what is your level of concern now with how easily the baseball season will be able to move forward?
It's pretty high. It's a little lower than it was 3 days ago, but it's still pretty high. I think baseball will manage to weather this storm if this is it. And so far, none of the Phillies have tested positive other than the visiting clubhouse attendant, which makes sense. He was in with the Marlins for 3 days in their clubhouse. So if this is as bad as it gets, and it was bad, then I think baseball can manage this. If this were to happen again, I don't know if it can. And you know, the Marlins are, in their statements, are making it clear that they feel that the outbreak started in Atlanta. They played two exhibition games in Atlanta before they started their season in Philadelphia, and they're making it clear, without saying it, that it didn't happen at home, that they think it happened on the road. And I think it's another good lesson, as if we need one, about how sinister and infectious this virus is, that it didn't start with 18 people. It started with one person, and 18 people got it. So I'm concerned. The good news is, and I know so much of the attention has been on the Marlins, I think this is right, the other 29 teams have not had a single positive test amongst players in the week since the season started a week ago. So that's good news. And if it can be contained within the Marlins clubhouse and everybody, you know, quarantines and doesn't come back until they get negative tests and so forth, then that's encouraging. Baseball also reportedly is kind of stepping up the enforcement of this. I guess they're saying now that a compliance officer will be traveling on the road with every team. And, you know, what that means exactly, who knows? Does that mean they're camped out in the lobby of the hotel to make sure players don't go out? I don't know exactly what it means. But I think baseball realizes that their protocols may not have been strict enough on the road, and they've got to take it up a notch.
Is it crazy to you that they're just doing this now? I mean, it seems from an outsider's perspective that they didn't really have a concrete plan of how to deal with this, that you ask a lot of people, they thought it was only a matter of time before one team faced this issue this season.
Yes, I do. At the same time, baseball, it's not practical. It's just not possible for baseball to bubble like the NBA is in Orlando or like the NHL is in Toronto and Edmonton. It's an outdoor game. There are too many teams, too many players. You need too many ballparks. So I think baseball was going to face some challenges and difficulties that the other sports weren't going to face. But in the protocol, it does say things like, and, you know, we encourage the players to exercise their best judgment when they're on the road. And I think now we all realize, and we should have realized before, it needs to be a little bit stricter than that. Again, but I don't know, can that comply? If I'm a ball player and at 11 o'clock at night after a game, I want to go out and sit on a patio, and that's allowed in the city that I'm in, and I want to sit on a patio and get a beer, I don't know if that compliance officer has the authority to say to that player, no, you can't go, and I don't know if the player will listen to him. So, but, you know, what I'm hoping is, for everybody's benefit, no player wants to be the guy who starts the outbreak that brings down his team or the sport. That's, you don't want to be that guy. So I'm hoping everybody does what they have to do. What concerns me, to be honest with you, is fast forward 3-4 weeks, and now you've got some teams that are clearly out of it. They're just not going to make the playoffs. And do they let their guard down? Do they not, you know, put as much time and effort into the protocols as before? Because, well, we're not going anywhere anyways. You know, I think teams that are playing well and have a chance to win will listen a little bit better. But, you know, each team is dependent on the other. Everybody needs to do what they need to do for this to work.
Dan, thanks so much for the time. That's Dan Schulman. You can hear him. Well, maybe you can. I don't, you might have to pirate the stream to get him on this side of the border. Sportsnet in Canada calling play-by-play of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.